This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The United States has announced plans to broaden its European travel ban, adding the United Kingdom and Ireland to its list. Vice President Mike Pence announced the plan at an afternoon news conference in Washington.
All of our health experts presented information, made a unanimous recommendation to the president that we suspend all travel from the UK and Ireland. That will be effective midnight, Monday night, Eastern Standard Time.
Under the restrictions on European travel, American citizens, green card holders, and others are still allowed to return home, but will be funneled to 13 airports and be subjected to health screenings and quarantine orders. The ban, including the United Kingdom and Ireland, follows one earlier this week for the rest of Europe. The White House is now conducting temperature checks on anyone who is close to President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
They've had a little bit of activity, unfortunately.
Speaking to reporters at the White House Saturday, President Trump said he's also considering travel restrictions within the U.S.
And we're working with the states, and we are considering other restrictions.
The president also says he's now been tested for the coronavirus.
And I decided I should, based on the press conference yesterday, people were asking, did I take the test? I don't know, whatever it takes.
The White House has stepped up precautions amid revelations that the president has had direct and indirect exposures to COVID-19.
I had my temperature taken coming into the room.
So did we.
You did? Good.
Yes, sir.
Those precautions include temperature checks.
Was your temperature normal, Mr. President?
Ben Thomas, Washington.